I can help. That's a streetwise. I have a D4.
Now,
of course, there are different types of investor you can look for. You can look for, you know, high class, middle class, or low class, because each does have its own kind of style to it.
You don't want Ryan to look for low class. Someone else can look for low class.
I can't look for low class.
You can look for low class, but you refuse them.
I found him. I'm turning him in.
Yeah. Stay away from high class unless it's like savage. So,
Mr. Crazy McSavage.
He is high class, but he's crazy.
That's kind of
eccentric.
What,
he's got money.
Yeah. Can we look for specifically eccentric?
No class.
High class good. Types.
I'm for middle.
You'd have to look for.
Well, I would be for middle. My character.
Yes, you could. You could do that, but of course, each sort of adjective you slap on there will, of course, make it harder. Because if you're just looking for high class, you know, that's not necessarily too hard. We're looking for a rich guy. Well, there's plenty of rich guys. We're looking for a rich, crazy guy. That does limit it down because, you know, you don't necessarily want to be labeled as crazy or even eccentric. So
depends on how much money you have.
Depends on how eccentric you are, too.
Could you pass me the dice box, Andre?
I could. Once I'm done with it.
Not necessarily eccentric, I guess. Just someone who knows, like, who might know something about this already, so we don't have to dance.
Okay,
around.
So you're looking for someone who already knows about the supernatural. That's going to be a lot harder, because knowing that you know about the supernatural in the Victorian time basically means that you're a safe person.
Yep.
I'm not kidding, because basically, you know, if you know something about the supernatural, that means believe it. And if you believe it, therefore, you are
crazy.
Either crazy or not an upstanding good Christian, God-fearing Englishman. Yep.
There's always a chance that you might run across the Cabal while doing it, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm already funding the Cabal. I can fund you, too.
Stab!
It's like, oh, really? Where are they? I'd like to meet them. Alright, they're based here. We kill Hail's things and tell them to go there because we need.
You go there, you stop by once a week, pick up the check, head back to your lot.
We stop by there.
So who's funding the Cabal?
Yeah, we're Cabal. You can fund us too.
We're the new pickup service for your Cabal checks.
Alright.
Now I'll just look for eccentric.
Alright, so you're slapping on the title eccentric. Alright.
High class eccentric.
Wait, let me put this way. What are you guys going to do once you find them?
We have to convince them to give us money. I have a gun.
So
how are you convincing them, though?
I have a gun.
Brings you up to an 8.
It's gonna work unless you want a 1 time lump sum.
Because I rolled a 6 and a 3.
Yeah, so 9, 10, minus 2 because you slapped on eccentric.
Oh, okay.
So 8. You not only succeed, you succeed with a raise.
Okay.
Yes, you got the name of an eccentric, high class, man by the name of Tongs.
Okay.
Now, you know that most people think he's kind of crazy because he's turned his estate into, and he does have an estate, it's a decent sized estate, it's actually, you know, towards the center of town. But most of the time people stay away from it because it's smoking, they hear small explosions from within, there's electric currents running through the area. Most upstanding people don't like him.
Okay. That sounds like a good...
We found a mad scientist!
He might be like...
Thomas... Fun. Thomas Sand is his name.
Sand?
Sand.
What?
Mr. Sandman.
Sorry.
What are you looking for? We have Ultimate Magic, Advanced Player's Guide, Bestiary, Bestiary 2, and the Player's Guide.
Bestiary 2 is interesting. No, it is not.
No, we'll find you a mount.
Look at Pathfinder SRD. It's online.
They do have a lot of... a few classes that they got from somewhere. I'm not really sure where.
Their own books.
I don't want to...
They got them online. They take them from their books and post them online.
No. They've got a few things up there that I'm not sure where they got them from, though.
They actually cite their sources.
Oh, I know they do. I'm sure a lot of it's from, like, campaign settings. And
they are.
I know that address.
Because I did find a bunch of feats that I'm like,
what the hell?
It's like, wait, I need to kill what to qualify for this feat?
That's not in the...
Okay, so we go to him.
All right.
His place.
No. Thomas. No, we do not.
We ask around about him first?
Yes!
Can I have a pencil?
I only have a pen on me.
I think this is why we didn't write it down last time.
Yes. There are three pencils just behind Tyler.
Okay, is that another streetwise to
find
information about him? Okay, I'm going on my own rather than assisting.
Okay.
I'll assist whoever has the highest bonus.
highest bonus would be him.
Okay. Got a 9. Assist.
You got 2.
That brings me up to 10.
I got a 10.
Okay.
So 10 out of 10. Got it.
Alright. What you guys find out is... he once upon a time was actually a part of the London University. However, he was he resigned with, you know, basically dignity and honor after a small incident that burned down the western half of the university. Since then, he's most people would label him as unhinged, and you know that he likes to push his limits. The limits of science.
I like this guy already.
He seems to be fairly accepting of just about anyone. You don't know of any particular prejudices, but he is an Englishman. So he might be just as much a jingo as anyone else, but... a lot of small businesses have come to him and asked for funding, and then after the first month, no longer accepted his checks. They returned his money.
This could be awesome.
Strap on his vest.
Can we figure out
what does it do? When you get hit, it explodes. What?
Why am I suddenly reminded of gnomish technology?
We're going to,
The explosion is programmed to go towards the attacker.
We're going to have a ray gun of radiation turned up on full blast and pointed at you for the duration of this next test. We're just throwing science at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Those of you who were here for insect DNA testing, we have some good news and some bad news for you. Bad news, your testing has been canceled. The good news, we've got a new test for you.
Mantis men.
take your assault rifles and follow the yellow line. You'll know when the test starts.
Thank you, Cave Johnson.
I still have yet to play that game.
You should.
It's fantastic.
The problem is of course, I... Oh, it's those people again.
Who? What now?
It's the same people who did one of the other products that I gave a scathing review. I basically said, if you have money, do not invest it in this. I'll have to take a look at it another time.
I haven't looked at it fully either, but I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
this looks like it fits in the setting.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it.
Oh, at night. Okay.
Night. Because I know these people, and I don't like them.
Are they the ones who said you had to pay money?
You had to pay your citizens every month to exist. I'm like, what the hell is this, communism? Pay you!
Yeah, as well I know from, whenever I play a game that requires me to pay taxes.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm paying them? What the crap is this? And depending on what your population is, your revenue doesn't go up. You get the same revenue from 100 or from 100 people as you do from 240 people.
So you mean, wait, so the taxes go down as
That's right. As population increases, taxes go down.
Fuck that.
But you have to pay for them to live there. I was like, what?
Is your
mass combat system's okay. I enjoy that. But your campaign management sucks. Did you even try this map?
Is that? So what? Is your land so terrible? You say government grants to stay here!
Oh, it's Alaska now?
I mean, I'm just like, who thought that one up? You know, with the new mass combat, with the new system I'm using, I can see, because you have to invest an initial BP in order to basically build a block. But that at that point on, it generates revenue for you. Basically what I imagine is they come to you and say, hey, I have this idea. I need a loan. And you say, sure, I loan it to you, and you pay it back. Because eventually, yes, everything does pay itself back.
Well, otherwise you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Tangential question. Mad science is a background
noise. Weird science.
It's a
arcane background, no less.
Damn it.
Wanted to take it.
Yes, I had the sudden urge to play a mad scientist.
Weird science.
It's background only.
Yeah. Oh well. Whatever. Back burner if I die. You're not going to be able to stop it from happening.
Yeah.
The goal is to get me to stick with one character for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Even I can admit I...
You're not as bad as Justin.
It's been a session. I have to play something different.
Yes.
It's been half a session. I have to play something different.
That actually did happen.
Yes. He literally did change characters mid-session. I was like, okie dokie then. Alright, so that's what you've got, but the guy who's talking is in the bathroom again.
This is the first question you ask someone.
Are you a monk or a touch caster?
You are not an armed, you have your spells. I know that one.
I find this kind of funny. Arcane background, weird science. You got, you know, all the other arcane backgrounds, they got like one, two, maybe three paragraphs. Weird science, a page and three quarters in the book.
It's because weird science is actually one of the... It's actually the strangest of all of them. It really is. It follows the most rules.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, so that's what you guys have gotten about Mr. Saint.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are we going to say?
You know what? He's accepting. Why don't we just go up to him and say, look,
hey, we fight monsters for a living. You want to pay us for it?
You know...
is that what I'm hearing?
Not necessarily. It's like, we're the people who fight the things that go bump in the night.
And we're the ones that bump back?
We're the people that bump back from the things that bump in the night.
bump and grind?
Yeah!
Maybe we should contact the Bunkhouses and ask, how do we talk about the strange to the normal?
We don't.
See if they actually know about the strange.
Mental note.
Yeah, this class is way too expensive.
Do not try and slap your thigh when your hand is resting close to your balls.
Oh, ow.
Is that on?
I didn't even do
it that hard.
Pro move!
Oh, like, you've never done anything stupid to yourself. I'm not even going to direct that at Andre.
What are you talking about? I'm perfect.
Yeah, I can accept Andre making... Well, I can accept... yeah. Andre has done more damage to himself than I think other people have done to him.
And I've gotten judo thrown a lot.
Okay, well... are we going to say? Anything? We own a hunting lodge? Want to fund our hunting lodge?
Yeah, what... Why don't we say... We hunt things that a lot of people don't believe in. We are convinced they exist. We have had a few encounters that lead us to this.
We know they exist.
Do we want to have a high-class people here? Possibly messing up your status.
Ryan and Adam, well...
Well, honestly, you might want to take as few people as possible. That way, in case it goes wrong, you...
The problem is...
one crazy person.
The problem with, not taking our high-class people, the two high-class people are the ones with the diplomacy skills.
I'm not saying both of them not come, but...
Yeah.
I mean, per se,
no,
he's...
She's already crazy, so...
per se, he likes science.
Science!
But all this magic stuff is... stupid.
But how about we go to him saying that we are a small business trying to grow in the world. However... We're having struggles with this. We want some funding. Also note that we have a secondary job. We're trying to prove ghosts really exist.
Also,
there. To prove or disprove
from
that
what
they exist.
We've heard, it doesn't seem that hard to get funding. It's just Something he asked them probably is
yes.
extreme.
So honestly, we probably just could say, look, we're a business starting out. We'd like an investor. Is there anything we can do? And, you know, he'll probably say yes, on the condition that you do why.
Can I look in to see why?
Sure,
that is
or maybe what companies have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look up why first.
Yeah, why they...
I hope someone assists.
You can always look again, I think.
I got a 5.
Yes, you can always look again. Okay, so you go add 1.
Nothing.
Okay, so a 4. A lot of them, from what you can tell, the general feeling was is...
He's crazy?
No, he asked them to sell his products as well.
Oh. Okay.
I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, it depends on what product.
Let's look a little more deeply into this.
I got a 5 that time.
8.
So, adds 2.
Nothing.
Okay, so you're at a 7. His inventions.
Yeah, I guessed that.
You know, some of them weren't exactly...
safe.
Yeah.
Got a 9 looking into it a little more deeply again.
Okay.
I assist.
Okay. Go 10. Yeah, you know, he would sell personal flying devices. That tended to explode after you had reached an altitude of about 20 feet. You know, he had a self-reloading weapon that fired fire. Unfortunately, after the clip was done, the gun was hot enough that it melted the gun and the hands that were holding it. And, you know, just a few things like that.
Things that have a danger, very dangerous to the user.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, with this, we can agree to test build them.
Field test them? I'd like my hands where they are.
Yeah.
That's what the nukes are for, dude.
You know what? I like this guy. He's crazy.
If you guys are really interested in this guy, it's a possibility.
Let's bring up the idea of test fielding them instead of selling them. Maybe make some suggestions on what might make them more marketable. And if we can approach an acceptable level, then we'll market them for him.
Okay.
Depends on how reasonable the guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he says no, we can always just say, well, it's been a pleasure. Talking with you? Have a good one. It's not like there's any downside to saying, well, there might be a downside to saying no, but...
we can deal with that.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Alright.
So maybe his inventions will backfire on him when he tries to turn the...
I suppose while they're all running around town, I'll actually book the...
Alright, tickets. How many days are you giving us?
1 million.
Probably a few.
So what, 1 week?
Yeah, like 1 week.
You have 1 week to nail down a benefactor before you guys head home.
Alright.
Okay.
I'll send a note and we'll go there tomorrow.
Alright. So you guys basically you have 6 days left to get a benefactor.
Okay.
All 4 of you show up?
Let's see. Ryan and I will probably...
Sorry, all 5 of you.
Bringing an NPC along just to make sure that nothing goes down.
This guy is crazy. I mean, is there anyone who doesn't want to show up?
Would this guy care?
So far, it doesn't sound like he... It sounds like he's a very equal opportunity person.
All right,
he's just insane.
Alright. I think I will stay back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm curious what his intentions are.
We don't have the tiny Asian.
Okay. So, you 4 stroll on up, and you guys can, you know, a few hundred yards off, you can see the nice walled-in estate, and you can see that there's these strange steampunk apparatus on the roof. You can see smoke billowing out of the chimney. You can hear this whirring as you approach within a few hundred feet of it. You'll notice that most of the children avoid this area. In fact, you'll notice that there seems to actually kind of be like a beat cop who stands nearby. And you guys kind of walk on past. You walk up to the front door. And the front door is just a, you know, wooden door that seems to be shut. And
party.
You knock on it, and you know, kind of up a, up a, towards the arch, but you hear a. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. We sent you a note yesterday.
Oh. You're the BMD.
BMT, yes.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
I have a feeling it's gonna be very loud.
The megaphone shuts off.
This place is freaky.
Yes.
I won't deny this.
You guys can see a path, and you know, all, basically as you're walking up, you kind of look at his yard. There's bits of rusted metal just kind of sitting there. There's this lump of metal that seems to have fused together off on one side. And there's a small crater in the other area, and this one long metal rod sticking out of it. You guys kind of head up towards the door, and you can see... It too is already open, and standing there is this guy whose hair is the good guy to imagine is
Einstein?
No, back from the future.
Doc Brown,
sick goggles, and this thick apron. You can see the metal plates inserted into the apron. He's got these huge rubberized gloves. Come on!
Hello.
Please come on in.
Of course. I take it my hair is now standing on end.
Huh.
Does he just carry a natural static charge, or... Does he have a joy buzzer on, or does he just have natural static charge?
You have no idea. He's wearing a rubber glove.
Ah. That, wow. Wow.
Please, come on in!
Yes, of course.
As you go, he takes you into this parlor. You can see that there are kind of books all over the place. Blueprints nailed to the wall, and other weird sort of areas. And it does smell a lot like smoke in here. And sitting in the corner is, as best you could describe, kind of a boxy, mechanical dog. As you walk back, goes, woof.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. I call him Rover.
Rover?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Please, come on down.
All right.
Hello. And you guys are kind of sitting around this kind of nice table with decent chairs. He says, "Tea?" He pushes a button, and rising up out of the coffee table, you see this multi-tiered machine that has six little cups around it, begins shooting out tea into it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I wait till it's done, take some and try it.
Not bad, not great, but not bad.
I hate it.
This is not to your snuff. This is mass production.
It's made by a machine.
You know, honestly, Andre, the way you just described this tea is how I see my character seeing all tea, really. It's tea, it's not coffee.
Yeah.
So, you're looking for investors?
Yes.
We had some caveats.
Oh, I have this great machine. I've asked around about you guys, and I hear that you deal in wool. I've invented the ASS, the Automatic Sheep Shearer.
Really?
We're going to use your ass.
Do you want me to demonstrate it?
Certainly.
Yes.
Do you have a sheep around?
Yes, I do!
Yes, it's in the other room.
Oh, you have a sheep. Okay.
And he comes back on and he's pulling the sheep on who's got the
You're certain it's safe.
100% safe! I've tested it several times!
On
sheep!
Dead sheep.
obviously not this one.
Oh no, I got a whole flock!
Huh.
I bought it!
Well, good for you.
Well, demonstration, I
mean? Okay! He pulls out something that kind of looks like this, and he kind of takes it, and then he drops it on the sheep, and you see the sheep go... vibrate until all the hair falls off, and then the sheep just got like... And then the sheep kind of...
I'll work out for you!
Very clever, yes.
I pat the sheep on the head and... It'll be okay. Why don't you go lay down now, Mr. Sheep?
It tries to... It slowly staggers away, runs into the wall.
Is that sheep drunk?
Bah.
What do you think?
That's very clever.
Very nice. I'm sure there are several sheep herders who can think of a number of applications.
Oh, yeah! I've tried, but, you know, they seem to be a bit hesitant.
I didn't realize the wool fell off.
If you vibrate the sheep at the appropriate frequency.
I pick up a bit of the wool.
It's wool. Okay. It's unrefined sheep hair.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it was not, you know, like...
Was it falling apart or something?
Yeah.
It's still part of it.
It still got a bit of a static charge to it.
Ah.
Yes. That would be very useful, yes.
Well,
however, we actually were looking for a bit of investment in one of our other ventures.
Oh!
Yes, we... What did we say?
Really, we were just going to ask him for... funding, but I mean, if we want to bring up another venture, we're a lodge who hunts the things people don't believe exist.
Well, that's right.
We're trying to prove they exist.
Yes,
we have a bit of a hobby, I guess you could say. We're trying to prove that, you know, ghosts, werewolves, you know, those things that people say don't exist. We're trying to prove their existence.
Oh! Okay! Ghosts exist!
Yes.
No, they do! I have a machine! You want to sit?
Sure!
Sure!
Okay!
He tunnels off and kind of gets this kind of, you know, this weird sort of mound of metal with this kind of crystal orb on top.
I mean, kind of flips a few switches, connects some wires. Alright! Napoleon! Napoleon Bonaparte! And this tirade of French begins coming out. It's this long string of cussing.
Oh my, that is foul.
What's he saying?
I couldn't tell you.
You don't want to know.
That just makes you want to know more.
Sounds like you're wiping your ass with silk.
Are you certain it's Napoleon?
Oh yes, yes.
Well.
He sounds French to me.
Yeah. I called him a short! Called him a short midget! He hasn't shut up yet!
Well, this is... my.
Yeah! I've contacted the other side! No one believes me, but it's there!
Well, I'm sure we could get some people... We could find some people who are interested in something like this.
We have something that might be able to trap a ghost.
Trap a ghost? Oh, sure! I didn't know one of those too!
God.
We're gonna be the Ghostbusters.
He comes back with proton packs.
He literally comes back with just this kind of, you know.
No, he literally comes back with a proton pack.
It's something like this. It's made out of some weird sort of shiny metal with a few little buttons and wires on it. Don't open it!
How does it work?
Oh! It will absorb its ether essence!
Oh!
That's Grandma! Get back to haunt me!
You have your own grandmother trapped in a bottle.
Oh, she tried to kill me!
Oh.
That was fair!
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yes, if she's trying to kill
you. Do you have another one that we might be able to use?
Oh, no! It's usually on made on a per-demand basis. So far, I've only got the one. Oh. Can't imagine why, though.
Oh. Well, we have this... We've been tracking... Do you know the legend of Pumpkin Jack?
No.
Yeah, it's a New England thing over in America, you know.
Oh, okay! That sounds exciting!
Yeah, as well.
See ya!